WNBQ Chicago. Stay tuned for Ransom Sherman.
That's my idea of real music. Had a little difficulty here yesterday, but those things take care of themselves, I'm afraid. This afternoon, particularly, we call your attention to another in our series of do-it-yourself, and that is changing the basic costume of Milady. It's going to be more than interesting, and Miss Eileen Horner, our favorite model, is going to be here to show you the different changes that can be made with just one basic gown. I know that's going to appeal to the women. It'll appeal to the men from this standpoint. You're going to save a lot of money. That's always interesting, I think. Besides that, we have the Norteños, your very good Mexican friends. We have Nancy Ruth Wright and her built-in voice. And we have William Mitchell Snary, tenor, tight, baritone. So all in all, I should say it looks like a very interesting afternoon. So, well, like usual, we'll go to your station for one moment. For 1 minute, I always forget that 1 minute for something of interest, and you know how we always kick that off, we say, shall we, hello?
Behind the whirling propellers of America's peacetime Air Force is your future, the new exciting world of tomorrow's air power. If you qualify for aviation cadet training, you could be climbing into this speedy jet fighter or taking the controls of this mighty bomber with the confidence that results from the finest aviation training in the world. The highway of the sky can be your highway to success. The roar of the engine, sweet music to the ears, earn the right to wear a pair of silver wings. You can be this young man. Your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station can tell you how you, too, can be an aviation cadet.
That's beautiful, gentlemen. I want to compliment all of you. And don't get up. You're kind of crowded. 42 men, aren't you, there? However, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you meet our new orchestra and, of course, our new director, Mr. Joseph Galicchio. Mr. Galicchio, won't you say hello to the audience? Not more than 3 or 4 minutes. That's a nom-nom-nom. I can just say I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm surely.
That's very good. I'm awfully happy that this untoward incident occurred yesterday. Of course, you know about it. And, well, let's have the theme again. I love that, the way you play that. That is beautiful. No. Benefit of some of you folks who didn't hear our program yesterday afternoon, and you should have. Our orchestra, in a huff, quit. Mr. Van Damme and his quintet had the impression they were indispensable and found to their dismay that they were expendable. I might say, too, that they took the piano with them. They knew that there were 2 more payments due on it, but it made no difference to them, and even Max walked out with his drum. I say an untoward incident, a very ugly incident, because, true, we had been baiting each other a little bit, but to think that they, as friends of mine, would walk out like that, I can't conceive it, and I'll tell you this. I was standing in front of the theater here just a few moments ago. I get cleaned up rather early, and I like to count the house, an old habit of mine. And I saw these friends, skulking in. They knew they wouldn't work this afternoon. You ought to see them. I can tell you where they are. They're in rather seedy-looking T-shirts, dirty-looking sport shirts. Typical. But they've come to see my program fall on its push. Not so. Not so at all. We have Galicchio here, Joseph Galicchio, with whom I've worked for a slight matter of 25 years. A real friend. And all of these fine boys also, with whom I've worked for many, many years, and it's friendship at its best, believe me. I want to thank all of you gentlemen for coming over here. It's really very nice of you. Mr. Galicchio, let me shake your hand again. Yeah. I have a little surprise for you. You're going to play for one of the nicest girls in television, Nancy Ruth Wright. And when you see her, you're going to agree with me, beautiful. So give the very finest, will you? I know that you will. Nancy, come in for just a moment, will you please? Joe, this is Nancy Ruth Wright. This is Joseph Galicchio, and these are his boys. They all came over this afternoon to really take over.
Well, what?
I think that's very nice. So, Nancy, why don't you step up on the podium here?
What?
Well, whatever you call it, the podium. And yes, you can sit. Everything will be all right. That's actually one time used for a case of scotch, but we covered it over. So you I don't have to tell you. You go right ahead and I can't wait.
Yeah. Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started to sing when the strings of my heart was like a breath of spring. I heard a rustling about a net never apart.
Can't tell you. Excuse me just a moment. I'm going to do a little gloating.
Boys are all dressed up in
hey, ask them if they can play an E, will you?
They can play an E, every one of them.
Yeah.
Is a thorough musician.
Right.
You sure?
No, they play an E, don't they?
Sure.
Why, certainly.
Oh, that's I don't know.
Listen,
hey,
a little leader.
You're interested in money, aren't you?
Don't be stupid.
Well, listen, you're always complaining about when we get overtime.
You get plenty of overtime.
Wait till you pay those guys overtime. What are there, about 40 of them now?
$9,000 a week overtime.
What's it?
No, but I mean, what is it?
Oh, and then the arrangement. Big this, the arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, they charge so much for arrangement in the CFC.
Yeah.
Everything you have is an E, right? That's four sharps. Four times as much. Right, Lou?
How about that?
Hey, Rand. Are they union?
Certainly, sir. Every man there is union.
Sure? We should have joined. Yeah, I told you we should have joined.
Well, look, Rand, we'd like to get back on the show.
Hey, attaboy.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, how about it? I think we're wrong. You're a great guy. Hey, we were wrong.
You're wonderful.
Really.
I don't know how to say this, fellas. Maybe this hot weather and the humidity and things like that, maybe tempers wear a little bit thin.
Well, look, I'm not perfect. Maybe he is a goof.
You pushed me.
This is just supposition. There's only one thing.
I've been farting that bass around. I've been flipping it in your chair.
I want to tell you a surprise. Right now, I have made up my mind. I'm buying you a new bass file.
Hey, wonderful.
Hey, how about this? Let's face it. I just want to say I am just as much at fault as you were.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am.
Just let us come back on the show.
Agreed.
Yeah,
all right.
Hey, that's the deal, man.
You hurt your finger.
He's been working hard.
Well, gee whiz, this is a moment in my life.
Hey, it's beautiful,
No hard feelings.
Yeah, I will.
No hard feelings now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, I'll be right back.
Hey, they stink anyway.
Thank you very much. Joe, of course, all right. Thanks very much for bringing the boys over, and thanks to you, too. It's really a pleasure.
Well, they're going to be single.
Every one of them will get the $2. And if there's anything left over from the motor coach on the way back, this is 50, 60 cents. Let me have it, will you please?
Thanks very, very much, boys, for coming over. I'll have to get you a cigar for this, Joe. You certainly have.
Well, see you later, fellas. Thanks, and be very quiet leaving because we've got to put on some other action.
Oh, thanks and love you.
Never heard the scene played that way before.
One happy family again. I'm just as happy as you.
What do you want to do?
How about two fouls?
I guess that's all.
Soda pop.
Yeah,
I'll take the cleaning.
That's all.
No, I'll chip in.
I'll go over and introduce the Norteño, and while these boys are getting out, you move your stuff back in. Did you bring the piano?
I got it back.
Okay. And we'll fix everything up. Start just as though it had never happened.
Yeah, okay.
Wonderful.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
Due to circumstances which are now under control, we will continue with the Hart Van Dam Quintet and the rest of the program. Right now, the Norteños, our Mexican friends, sing Mona Lisa. Dolores?
Lonely, lonely, worthless.
Would you smile to them pine offers for the reason? Or is it your way to hide a broken heart? Many soon are you
ladies and gentlemen, singing Mona Lisa. And, oh, there's the accordion again. Doesn't that sound nice again? Sounds like home week. Well, that's our signal to take you to your station for a minute for something of interest. And as usual, we will wait here with bated breath. We'll simply say, shall we? Hello?
Go so fast that you can catch us
or make us laugh.
And who are you, you sleepy guy?
Beg pardon, sirs. I know your faces. I'm Pequot Sheets and Pillowcases. I'm also used to running races for those of thrift and saving graces.
That's the cheapest in the long run. Well, I can hear Mother saying that now. He always used Pequot Sheets. Mary McGurl? Glad you followed her advice.
The nation sleeps on Pequot Sheets.
Your favorite store may be temporarily out of some sizes of Pequot Sheets, but there will be more later.
Well,
Hey, Max,
don't bother with the chair. See,
we're serious.
Look what happened.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. 42 men.
That's all right, so we're glad to be back.
Yeah,
we're
back.
Yeah,
we're back.
Anything you want.
I'm still sorry about that thing, you know. And
let's forget about the
whole thing. We're back home, guys.
Forget about it. Forget about the whole thing. Don't forget, do you like the piano? Wouldn't you to have a tune while it was gone? Good.
Feel so good to be back.
Lou, don't forget, I'm going to bring you a present.
Hey,
and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the initials are BV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
BV.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to bring that to him. Yeah. And everything. Well,
I got it.
You get paid overtime, just
overtime.
Sure. And look, this next number, I star in, fellas.
Good.
Here's Joe. Thanks a lot. Well, look, it's going to take me a couple of minutes to get into my uniform, so just stall, do a little tuning up if you want to.
Let's tune in the key of E.
Dime you to death around here.
I get no kick from champagne. Clear alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, how can it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Some like that perfume from space. I'm sure that if I could even one sniff,
that would bore me terrifically too. Cause I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me.
I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously adore me.
I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky. That's my idea of something to do. But I get a kiss,
and I get a kiss, I get a kiss.
I think it's the ideal thing to precede something as nice as this next feature, too, because this is where we try to help you to help yourselves to do it yourself. And today, a short lecture with illustrations of changing the basic. Now, I don't know whether too many of us realize that in France, the little midinettes, the little clerks who work in the stores, who always seem so beautifully dressed, have practically one dress, but they know of so many things to do with it, you see, to change it from one thing to another for the little cocktail hour, for the stroll down the boulevard and all that sort of thing. And it's really a trick, and they have it. But you may have it, too, because I have been studying this, and I want to show you the findings of the study. First of all, I want to introduce Eileen Horner. We're very happy to welcome her back again, Eileen. And we're going to go right to work to show you how the basic can be changed. Now, we have purposely chosen here a black simple dress, or a simple black dress. You see? Would you turn around, please, Miss Horner, so that they may... That's enough. Thank you very much. That is the simple black dress, or the basic. Now, I don't know why I keep these. We're not going to set up a thing. We're just going to add to it. I'm going to throw this to Miss Horner in a leisurely fashion and watch what she does to change the basic effect. You see? Isn't that wonderful? Now, you see, she has changed it from a black dress to a black dress with a blue thing, you see? Now, this is just a little change in the basic. I'm going to hand it to Miss Horner. She will show you how to change it and get that chic look. There you are, my dear. Isn't that neat? Now, we have the belt, which, of course, we all know what to do with. This is for that extra chic effect. A little small, isn't it? There. Have to do something about that. And then... Oh, yes, here we have over here. Excuse me, my dear. This effect over here is changing the basic for the cuisinette, or the kitchenette. This just simply snaps on like that, and... Milady, the typograph clerk, is ready for the kitchen. Now, just as easily, suppose she has been invited to a wedding. In fact, she's going to be the bride. We just put it up here, you see, and she becomes the bride. Now, supposing it is raining, she doesn't want to spoil the basic effect, we put the little net covering over, which immediately gives that touch, that je ne sais quoi. You see what I mean? And if it is raining awfully hard, we put the hat on, and it completes an ensemble, which I think can't be beaten. Now, supposing, we'll just take this off for the moment because it's not raining, we're supposing that she does not know where to go, but she cannot go without getting there in a taxi cab. We go back to the basic outfit that we... Would you just put this on, please? We go back to the basic outfit that we made two or three weeks ago for Eileen, and it just gives you that wonderful, wonderful effect. There, isn't that pretty? And we take... Oh, this one out here. This is where we just hold it.
and we change at once into the cocktail hour. You see, this is the little anklet. And we change to the cocktail hour. You see, there isn't anything to it. This added to it. See, gives you that effect. Or this gives it the Indian motif. Isn't that clever? Now, if Madame is going shopping, she wants to appear charmant, as we say. And for that, we have this effect, which can immediately be thrown up over the face if one needs to get that also effect. She is complete with... That's it. She is complete with her parasol and a little nosegay to show that she... Jim Austin, or where is that thing? Oh, yes. And now, we just try to work as fast as we can here to give this overall. I love that. And just put this in your hand, too, my dear. That's right. And, well, you can carry this if you want to. And this over. Well, carry this, too, if I don't. Just, and this gives a sort of a charmant effect. There, I think we have changed the basic, ladies and gentlemen, to something which is a sheer beauty and a joy for. And I'm going to ask Miss Horner now to sit back and forth and model it in the few seconds that we have left. Just over there, my dear, and back. There, you see, the basic has been changed to something else. And I think that we have accomplished our purpose more than we realize. The signal indicates that it's just about time to find out what's doing at your station again. So we'll go there for a minute. Then we'll be back to talk to you again very briefly. So, shall we? Hello?
There's a big future for those physicians who choose a planned professional career with the Army Medical Corps. Here's the proof from prominent civilian specialists. A Chicago physician says, there is an enormous quantity of clinical material. A Colorado surgeon reports, the residency training program, in my opinion, is the finest I have ever seen. A Philadelphia physician claims, I cannot be too emphatic in certifying to the high level of excellence of the medicine as practiced in all installations. A specialist from Illinois says, the opportunity to study and learn is endless. Officer commissions offering special professional pay are open to young medical graduates and to practicing physicians or specialists. Investigate for yourself. Write today to the Surgeon General, Washington, D.C.
We're awfully happy that you were with us this afternoon, friends. And we're happy that you saw the transition from 42 to 6. That is to say, lots of strings and stuff down to our basic costume, as it were. Very happy we are about it, too. We want you to be sure and be with us tomorrow, because tomorrow is cooking school, and I can tell you that we're going to have a real surprise for you. A surprise that you're going to you'll just kick yourself all around the block if you're not with us to see just exactly what we're going to do. And on behalf of all of us this afternoon, Eileen Horner and Ruth and Nancy Wright and Bill Ferry and the D'Artagnans and all of these nice boys that I work with and myself, see you tomorrow. Goodbye now. Chicago.